All right, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to historic Leroy Dreyer Field here in Brenham, Texas, on the beautiful campus of Blinn College, where tonight Blinn Buccaneers taking on the Grayson Vikings. Doug Brown and Tommy Lane with you here on this Friday evening. So glad you could be with us, part of a big weekend of broadcasting here. And it's been a really very busy week of broadcasting. As tonight, the it's a kind of a rivalry game as for Blinn coach Dusty Hart taking on his former team, the Grayson Vikings. Coach Hart in his second year with the Blinn Buccaneers, and we actually got him from Grayson, where he was there as the head coach for 16 years before making the jump here to Blinn to take over for Harvey McIntyre last year, who decided to do just teaching. And so now we are set for what should be a good game. Grayson won the first game 2-1, and so now it'll be up to Bucks to come back and combat that. We got more to talk about here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
And as we come back here, the Blinn Buccaneers getting set to take on the Grayson Vikings. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Leroy Dreyer Field. And, of course, the Bucks had such a huge season last year and now looking to make a return trip to the Junior College World Series. And Coach definitely starting off the year not picking an easy schedule to have, hasn't he?
No, I tell you what, he's doing the right thing. You know, he's playing some steady, stiff competition early in the year, and, you know, that's only going to get you ready for the long haul, you know, getting ready for the playoffs and the tournaments and all of this.
Yeah, it's a big night here, and notice some changes here to the field. Over in the left field fence, they've got the World Series appearances. That's something they just added, and got a new blue monster out there in center field behind the flagpoles, and just more of the continued upgrades they get to do here at Leroy Dreyer Field. Just continuing to build this into the show place that we always wanted to be. Now we just had the man himself here to take it in.
Yeah, I tell you, maybe we didn't plan enough, Doug. We may show a little bit more time, but we're all right. It'll be all right. It's a little while before the game's going to get going. So.
Yeah, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show, but first let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field, and for the Blinn Buccaneers, they're getting ready to take on the Grayson Vikings. And one thing I was noticing as we look at the lineup here and also looking up and down the roster, not really a whole lot of turnover from last year's team, Tommy.
I think it
says quite a bit about Coach Hart that a lot of these guys, because usually junior college ball has such a high turnover rate. And it says a lot about Coach Hart and his staff that these guys came back for another year.
Right, exactly. I remember quite vividly that last year they had a really loaded freshman roster. There weren't that many sophomores coming back. So, it made it really, really interesting. So, it's good to see some familiar faces back out there.
Yeah, and two familiar faces on the team with the local connection. Of course, Jake Colcourse, who was the starting right fielder last year, is going back and trying pitching again this year. And also coming back home with the team this year, Ben Bossy,
yes,
being a part of this Blinn Buccaneer team. So it's hopefully we get be nice if we get to see them tonight, but glad to have that local connection as well. And then also, in addition to that, Carson Peschel and Cody Pfeffer from Belleville just down the road, and our good buddy Wayne Peschel here tonight taking in the action. And so it's always good to see the local connection here in taking part in the and the action here tonight. Well, we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at tonight's starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from the sponsors.
Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Blinn North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Blinn North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Colcourse Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And as we come back here to Leroy Dreyer Field, time now to take a look at your Buccaneers starting lineup. And the starting lineups are brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown Bank of Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. Yeah, we start with the visiting Grayson Vikings. And it will be Sloan Barrett leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Tyler Broderick. Batting third, designated hitter Trey Oblis. He'll be hitting for the pitcher, Grady Moore. Batting fourth, first baseman Mason Ruiz. Batting fifth, third baseman Jackson Harrell. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Cy Madden. Batting seventh, left fielder Brandon Seidmeyer. Batting eighth, the catcher Jacob Lang. And batting ninth, second baseman John Maldonado Jr. And now the lineup for your Blinn Buccaneers this evening. It'll be Connor McGinnis leading things off, playing left field. Batting second will be the second baseman, Tanner Reeves. Batting third, right fielder, Cade Climie. Climie at third. Coy DeFury at first base, batting fourth. Batting fifth, right fielder, Caden Ferraro. Batting sixth will be the shortstop, Lane Allen. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Tavion Vons. Batting eighth will be the center fielder, Marshall Lipsy. Batting ninth will be the catcher, Matt Whiting. And doing the pitching will be Caden Dedalowicz. That's a look at the two starting lineups, and back with more of the pregame after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Throw on your Bucks gear and get ready to cheer. Citizen State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too. Because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your pride alongside of us during the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball games. Citizen State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people making local decisions. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And back we go. It's time now for our game time weather update. And our game time weather update is brought to you, ironically, by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And tonight we've got 66 degrees right now. here at the ballpark. And it's supposed to get down to 54 during the overnight hours. And then, 48 during the overnight hours. And then tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 77. And sunrise scheduled for just before 7 o'clock. And not a whole lot of wind, not a whole lot of humidity. Should be a good night. That's your weather update. And back with the first pitch after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. It specializes in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
And on we go here to the top half of the first inning, game number two of this series. They're going to put, we've got a doubleheader today, and then they're playing another doubleheader here tomorrow with the games once again starting at 4 o'clock. And it's Caden Dedalowicz tuning it up for the Blinton Buccaneers. And he will be ready to face the Grayson lineup. Bucks dressed out in the home white uniforms with blue letters and numbers. Grayson, they're in the gray road uniforms with black letters and numbers. Working to Matt Whiting behind the plate. Dedalowicz is a sophomore out of Liberty Hill, Texas. Standing out there on the hill at 6'3". Meanwhile, his catcher Whiting is a sophomore out of Houston. And that'll bring up the leadoff batter for Grayson. This is going to be Sloan Barrett.
Top of the first for Grayson, shortstop, number 11, Sloan
Barrett. Barrett, a redshirt freshman out of Harrison, Arkansas. And we are underway with the first pitch in there for a strike. And the Bucks are off and running. Now, this will be a nine-inning game as opposed to the early games are in college are always the seven-inning, and this will be the nine-inning. So one ball and one strike. The Dedalowicz ready next pitch. Swung out and missed. Good heat on that fastball, and it's one and two. And right side of the infield for Blinton is Coy DeFury at first. Tanner Reeves at second. Left side, Lane Allen at short. And Gabe Climby at third. And next pitch is a ball, two and two. Into the outfield, they've got Marshall Lipsy in center. And he's flanked in right by Caden Ferraro and the left by Connor McInnes. 2-2 delivery. Swung and a miss. Got him on strikes. And that's the way we like to lead off a game.
Oh, I tell you what, that's exactly the way you like to lead off a ball game.
And that'll bring up Grayson's center fielder, Tyler Broderick, the next batter in the lineup. And he is a 6-foot sophomore out of Saratoga, California. I think that's wine country out there, if I'm not mistaken.
That is wine country.
And first pitch is a strike. And this one foul back into the screen.
Okay, Doug.
Yeah.
You're going to have to pronounce our pitcher's last name one more time.
Dadalowicz.
Dadalowicz.
Mm-hmm. And next pitch, down low, a ball. 1-2. And next delivery bounced up there, a ball. It's 2-2 now.
I'm 99.9% sure I had the opportunity to meet that young man right before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I think he's a U of H commit.
I don't know, but that'd be something to look into. Pitch foul back, and it's 2-2. I'll have to check with our insider, Ross Schrader here.
Ross would know.
Yeah. And that one, a ground ball in the hole at short. Up with it and firing on to first, and he's safe. Lane Allen made a try there and just beat it out. Now, let's see if they're going to score that a hit. Or I would think you got to give that a hit.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Did everything he could, just fast man running, beat it out. And that'll bring up Trey Oblis, the designated hitter. Oblis, a redshirt freshman out of Gunner, Texas. Listed in the program at 6'4". And takes a pitch for a ball. And this one hit high and deep, and
that's gone.
The right fielder there for the Bucks, Caden Ferraro, he just turned and looked. He knew that was gone the minute it left the bat, and that's a two-run homer for Trey Oblis. That was into the trees right behind the right field wall there. And that
was night, no doubt, yeah. Right off the crack of the bat.
Yeah. And that'll bring in Mason Ruiz now. Ruiz, the first baseman for Grayson. And he is a sophomore out of Bryan, Texas. So not too far from up the road. And takes the first pitch for a strike.
They've got some left-handed hitters.
They certainly do.
It's third one in a row, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, pitch high into the backstop, and it's 1-1. Dadalowicz now just got to settle down here and get these next two outs. By the way, I see our state senator in attendance here tonight. Two balls and a strike.
Pretty good crowd.
Yeah.
Pretty good crowd, I would say.
Yeah, Lois and Jimmy both. Well, Jimmy being president of the school board here at Blinn. At two balls, two strikes. Also had Dr. Hensley just stop by and say hi a few minutes ago.
She did.
And the 2-2 swung out and missed, and down on strikes goes Ruiz. That's two away now. And next up for Grayson will be Jackson Harrell, the third baseman.
Grayson, third baseman number 17, Jackson Harrell.
And Harrell is a freshman out of Cedar Park, Texas. That is over around the Austin area, I believe. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Cedar Park's in that area around Leander and all of that.
Oh, okay. And swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes.
That was a good, lively fastball there.
Then Alvarez gets a sign from Wedding. And strike three called, so Dadalowicz strikes out the side, but he does give up two runs on the two-run homer by Trey Oblis. And we go to the bottom of the first inning with Grayson leading it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And it's going to be Grady Moore warming things up for the Grayson Vikings and for the Blinn Buccaneers. Due up here in the bottom of the first inning will be Connor McGinnis, Tanner Reeves, and Cade Climie. Grayson jumping out to an early 2-0 lead with a two-run homer in the top half of this inning. And now the Bucks will see if they can respond here. And we're also waiting to see, waiting on the final scores for the Brenham Cub games today down at the Santa Fe tournament. And we're scheduled to have a broadcast from there tomorrow. And Coach Chase Wheaton's supposed to let us know which game we're going to, what time and where, what location of the game. And meanwhile, Connor McGinnis to lead things off. McGinnis, a redshirt sophomore out of Frisco, and takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And pitch for Moore. In there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2.
Moore's throwing strikes right off the bat.
Yeah, and looks like he's got pretty good velocity as well. 0-2 pitch. That went a little high, and it's 1-2. Man, that one is going to be a solid single into right field, and the Bucks have their first base runner of the game.
Second base, number 5, Tanner Reed.
And that'll bring up Tanner Reeves, one of the returners from last year, a redshirt sophomore out of Bottom, Texas.
Let's go, five.
Pitch is a strike on. I know whenever I hear Bonham, Texas, always one of my favorite Astros, I always think about Danny Darwin. They called him the Bonham Bullet.
There you go.
I just always remember him with that big mustache of his back. And pitch foul back. And then that time, but then I think it was Chicago made him mad, and he went to go climb in the stands to go at it after they had to pull him back.
There's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you need to control your emotions.
Yeah, one ball and two strikes. And this one's going to be fouled back behind us. And that'll hold the count at 1-2. I see our buddy Jerry Kiki is here as well tonight.
Oh, yeah, Jerry's here in full force.
Yep. And a pie for a ball, 2-2.
Jerry's one of those, and I commend him for this. He's one of those guys, when you go in retirement, he's going to do things that he wants to do and enjoy.
Exactly. And throw over and back in safely is McInnes. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. And a pie gets away from the catcher, and McInnes will head on down to second base.
All right, Turner, let's go, Bobby.
Bucks, what a good opportunity here to get a run back real quick.
Yep, Everies could come through with a hit. Moore checking on the runner. And pitch, that one's going to be fouled back behind us. Heading out towards the parking lot area. And that'll hold it 3-2. And inside, ball four, and Reeves draws the walk. That was a good at-bat there.
Real good at-bat. Fouling off pitches, stayed with it, and ends up gets a base on ball. Good as a hit.
And now that I bring up Cade Climie, who is a sophomore out of Katy, Texas. Time called as the base umpire says something to the pitcher Moore. So two on, nobody out here in the bottom of the first. Bucks trying to come back and tie the game after Grayson took an early lead. And this is going to be a high drive deep back. And left fielder will haul it in. The runner's going to tag and move up.
Oh, good job of tagging up.
And so McInnes moves to third base, and Reeves moves to second. And with one out, that'll put runners in scoring position for Coy DeFury. And DeFury, left-handed bat, 6'2", sophomore out of Melissa, Texas. And foul tip into the mitt, and it's 0-1. And pitch is a strike call. It's 0-2.
Leave it out.
Keep pulling about Moore. He's always around the plate.
Yeah. And that one down low, ball. Try to get him a chase, and it's 1-2. And up high, ball. And it's 2-2.
That was really high heat.
Yeah. And then there's strike three called. And DeFury down on strikes for out number two. And it'll be up to Caden Ferraro. Ferraro, a freshman out of Pearland, Texas.
Okay,
And, of course, I know the catcher's always got to be aware over here at Leroy Dreyer Field because there's a lot of room behind home plate, and if anything gets away, that runner's coming home.
A little bit of real estate back there.
Yeah.
Interesting note there about Ferraro.
Mm-hmm.
Dual player.
Yeah.
Utility, you know.
Yeah. And that one up in the air and caught by the center fielder to retire the side. But, yeah, go ahead and finish your point.
Anyway, what I was saying, left-handed pitcher also. So
yeah.
Very interesting.
So, yeah, two ways he can help the team. Meanwhile, in the inning, for the Bucks, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We go to the second inning, and it's Grayson 2, Blinn nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And on we go here to the top half of the second inning. And Cy Madden, the right fielder, the batter. He swings and misses the first pitch from Dedalowicz. Madden, a sophomore out of Harrison, Arkansas. And pitch is a strike. And he is also apparently, just like we pointed out in the last inning with Ferraro, he's got him listed as a pitcher and an outfielder. And he swings and misses there, and he's down on strikes.
Grayson, left fielder, number 29, Brandon Seidmeier.
And that'll bring up Brandon Seidmeier. And Seidmeier, familiar to some Brenham Cup fans, freshman out of Magnolia, Texas. I knew that name sounded familiar.
Do you know what? I looked at it when I was getting the lineup from you. I looked at it twice instead of seeing that name before.
Yeah.
Now I know where I've seen it.
Yep. So. And 1-0 count. Although it doesn't say on here, though, whether he was at Magnolia or Magnolia West, but we know one or the other. And pitch to him is a strike, 1-1. Yeah, pitch is fouled away.
From Dedalowicz, take away the single and the home run. He's got 4 Ks.
Yeah. Off to a good start. This one, a high pop, climbing over, as is Whitting. And that one is going to be out of play. And it's a 1 ball and 2 strikes on Seidmeier. And he sends this one foul. Now he's going the other way over the grassy knoll.
Doug, we are truly blessed to have a stadium like this in Brenham,
Texas.
Oh,
I know. It's a gorgeous facility. And there's really no place here, no bad place to watch a game here.
No, it's not a bad seat.
Pitch is a strike call. And that'll bring up Jacob Lang, the catcher. And Lang, a sophomore out of Krugerville, Texas.
Jacob Lang.
pitch to him is a ball, 1-0. And that one is a ground ball in the hole. It's short. Allen boots the ball, and it's going to be out into left field for in would be an E6.
Second baseman number 7, John Maldonado.
And John Maldonado Jr., the second baseman out of bat. He's a red shirt sophomore out of Kauffman, Texas. Yeah, that one gets away from the catcher, and the runner will move up. Pitch just too high, and winning it, race back to get it, but moving up his leg to second base. The Dowlitz checking the runner, and he'll bring it. Check swing, and it's a strike called, 1-1. In there for a strike, and it is 1-2. That one's now one more strike and get out of this inning. And this one is fouled away. Holds the count at 1-2. And that one is going to be fisted. And
oh, what a play!
Caught by Allen.
Nice play.
To make up for the error, and that led the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. It is Grayson leaving the Buccaneers 2-0. Back into here, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And on we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Glenn Buccaneers trailing the Grayson Vikings 2-0. And it'll be Lane Allen, followed by Tavion Vons and Marshall Lipsy. The bat here for Coach Dusty Hart. And Lane Allen, the freshman shortstop, is out of Corinth, Texas, to bat here. Had an error in that last inning, but men made up for it with a great diving catch to save a run there.
They didn't score on the error, so
yeah.
The great play.
Yep. Yeah. And pitch swung on, missed 0-1.
Doug, I'm going to have to get on Coach Schumacher.
Mm-hmm.
He left me off the Buccaneer backer list.
Uh-oh.
Not good.
Yeah, you're going to have to give him an earful on that. Pitch is a strike, 0-2. Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
Left me off the list. I might just take myself off the list next year.
And then that went back up the middle.
That.
And second baseman boots the ball, and Allen will reach. And so Blanton has a base runner to start the inning. And that'll bring up Tavion Bonds. And waiting to see if they're going to score that a hit or an error. No flash yet on the scoreboard as Bonds bats here. They do give him a hit on that.
Wow.
A little generous there, but we'll take it. And Bonds the batter. He is a redshirt freshman out of Grand Prairie, Texas. And chops this one foul down the third base side. Quickly an 0-2 count on Bonds. And that one foul back.
Go one.
And that one is flare out to third. And making the grab for Grayson is Jackson Harrell for out number one. And Marshall Lipsy, the batter. Lipsy, a sophomore out of Longview, Texas. Such a key part of that team last year that made it, won the conference championship, went to the Junior College World Series, and pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. One on, one out here in the bottom of the second. And he sends this one out to center field, and center fielder makes the grab for out number two.
Tell you what, Lipsy hit it right on the nose, just right up the center fielder.
And that'll bring up Matt Whitting, the catcher. Whitting, a sophomore out of Houston. And Whitting sends this one past the diving third baseman and into left field for a base hit. And the Bucks have got a couple of runners aboard again. And they go back to the top of the order with Connor McGinnis.
Go, Connor.
Moral check on the base runners. And the pitch to McGinnis in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one swung out and missed, and it's 0-2. Moore with a good fastball. And swung out and missed, and McGinnis down on strikes, and that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, two hits, there were no errors. And two runners left on, and we played through two. It is the Grayson Vikings lead the Blinn Buccaneers 2-0 Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And on we go as we head to the top of the third inning. And it's going to be the top of the Grayson batting order. Sloan Barrett, Tyler Broderick, and Trey Obelis to bat here against Caden Dedalowitz. Grayson leading the Buccaneers 2-0. Barrett struck out his first time up. Yeah, first pitch from Dedalowitz is a ball. It's 1-0. Ground ball to second. Quick flip to first, and it's and that's going to be out number one.
Second baseman got a nice, easy hop to get the easy out at first.
And now they'll bring up Tyler Broderick, and Broderick takes a strike, 0-1. And that was Tanner Reeves on that play there. And pitches a strike called. And it's quickly 0-2. And that one sent out to left field, and it's hooking foul down the line, and that'll keep it 0-2.
With the exception from the tail off from the bullpen,
yeah,
a little bit of real estate down each foul line.
Yeah. And 0-2 count on Broderick. Pitch from Dedalowitz. Up high, and it's 1-2. And up high, 1-2. Oh, no, 2-2 now. Broderick reached on a single and then rode home on the two-run homer by Obelis, who's winning on deck. And pitches a ball just missing. Looked pretty good from up here. And it's a 3-2 count. And a high ball 4, and that'll be the first walk issued by Dedalowitz, and Broderick gets aboard now for Obelis. And Obelis last time up in a two-run homer and did a little tree trimming on its way out of here. And pitch to him is a strike call, and Whitting just airmails the throw out the center.
You couldn't have stated that any better than what you did.
Luckily, the center fielder there for the Buccaneers, Lipsy, came in to back it up.
But good job by Lipsy backing that up.
but I have never seen one an over that big an overthrow at second. And pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-2. That'll be one for the blooper reel. Now just going to come back and get him. And up high, 1-2. Just got to be careful not to make a mistake here to Oblis. Ooh, that was good pitch about knee high and ball two.
I guess we're going to have to say it just missed outside.
Yep. Time called to Dalloway's going to step off and take a little walk around the mound. And time to call. Now we're going to have a visit to the mound. First of our mound visits here. We're in the top of the third inning. Glenn trailing Grayson 2-0 here. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269GU 101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you on a Friday evening from Leroy Breyer Field. And now the umpire goes out to break up the conference, and we're ready to resume. 2-2 count on Oblis.
Let's go seven.
And pitch to Oblis is a ball, and it's 3-2. And pitch him to Dalowitz, ground ball, second base. Up with his Reeves, fires to first, and oh, they're going to sit. Umpire says his throw pulled him off the bag. And the runner's going to be safe at first.
Pass this blue.
Wow.
Pass this blue.
And
look like he was on.
And fans in here wanting them to appeal that. And Buck's not appealing.
Evidently, Coach Hart said he made the right call.
And that one sent out to right field, charging, and that's going to drop in for a hit.
It dropped.
And that's going to bring home another run for Grayson, make it 3-0. RBI single there for Ruiz. And scoring there is Broderick. And now Jackson Harrell, the batter. And takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. Harrell struck out his first time around. Now Dalowitz in a jam here with two runners on, only one out. And that one fouled over, went completely over the bullpen and out into the street behind it. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it is 1-2.
Nice pitch.
And that one going to be sent into right center. And that's going to score at least one. And that is all. It's going to be an RBI single for Jackson Harrell. And scoring is Oblas. Ruiz moves to third, and it's now 4-0. Cy Madden, the batter now. Yeah, swung and missed. And they're stolen base for Harrell. They didn't want to take a chance on Ruiz trying to score on a throwdown.
Still only have one out.
And down low ball. It's 1-1. And up high a ball, 2-1. And this one popped up, and that one's going to be out of play. Two balls, two strikes now on Cy Madden. And down low ball, nice block in the dirt there by Winning. 2-2. Or 3-2 now, actually, 3-2. And Danell, this one's going to be sent to left field. That's going to drop. One run is in. Make it two. Two-run single by Madden. And
wow.
Grayson's now taking a 6-0 lead. And that'll bring up Brandon Seidmeier. As it's now 6-0, four runs coming in this inning for the Grayson Vikings. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0.
Very timely hitting this inning.
It certainly is. Yeah, it swung out and missed. It's 0-1. And that one foul away. Runner taking his lead from first, and here comes the pitch. That one going to be sent out to center. And over is Lipsy to make the grab for out number two. And it'll be Jacob Lang now to bat.
Catcher number 10, Jacob Lang.
So now Bucks need one more out to get out of this inning here.
Stop the bleeding just a little.
Yeah. Now just need to get one more get out of this inning and give the Buccaneer bats a chance to go to work. Runner going. Throw down from Winning, and another high throw, but luckily that time Reeves was able to pull it down, and that's a stolen base for Madden. And a pie for a ball, 1-1. Thank you. swung on and missed. One ball and two strikes.
I don't know. Dodalowicz has done a really good job of getting ahead of the batter.
Yeah, swung on a miss and down on strikes. We've got six strikeouts in the game now. And in the inning, four runs come across on three hits. There was one error and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and it is Grayson leading Blinn 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahlman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, and back we go here to the bottom of the third inning. And it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning, where we're going to give somebody a chance to win $70 worth of gasoline or a rack of ribs. Depending on if a Buccaneer hits a home run this inning, it's good for $70 worth of gas. If they hit a double or triple, it's a rack of ribs from Nathan's Barbecue. And we got Tanner Reeves first up. And who's Tanner going to be hitting for?
Frank Petrozelka.
All right, Frank, you're up first here in the inning. And Reeves swings and misses 0-1. He drew a walk his first time up.
Pretty good chopped beef sandwich.
Yes, it were. And we got to thank the good folks at Buccaneer for giving me and Tommy some chopped beef sandwiches tonight to eat right before the game. And this one is going to be knocked out by the second baseman, and Reeves will get it. Going to beat it out for an infield hit. And now they'll bring up Cade Climby, the batter. And Cade going to be hitting four.
Get behind here. Okay. Eddie Green.
All righty, Eddie. Climby flew out to left field his first time up. Runner first. Nobody out here throw over, and he just gets underneath the tag. And by the way, don't forget Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. As Moore checks on the runner. Throw back again, and not really leaning very far. And don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders, and also stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And outside of ball, and always remember their motto at Nathan's.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
And you make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports. And remember to go on by and register for your chance to win in the Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning.
When you quoted that number, that's a fill up plus now.
Yep. And in there for a strike, and it's 1-1 on Climby. Coy DeFury would be due up next. Throw over. Ooh, that was close. Grayson fans here tonight wanting an out call there.
A lot closer than what we would like to see.
Yeah. And swung and a missed, and it's 1-2 on climbing.
It looked like a slider there, Doug.
Yep.
Good pitch.
Bucks trying to get on the board here, trailing 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning to the Grayson Vikings. Up high, a ball, and it's 2-2. As we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Coach Dusty Hart tonight playing against his former team, the team that he coached for 16 years before coming here to Blinn. And this one is a check swing over to third to get the lead out. And so it'll be a fielder's choice that allows Climby to reach, but Reeves is erased from 5-4.
What, that was one of those high hoppers. And yeah. Really a nice play to get the lead runner there by the third baseman.
And now that'll bring up Coy DeFury, the cleanup hitter. And who's Coy going to be hitting for?
Ronald Benke.
Okay. Swung out and missed, and he tried to get him some ribs or gas with that swing. One on, one out here in the bottom of the third. Up high, a ball. 1-1.
Home run would liven things up a little bit right here.
Oh, yeah. Down low ball, and it's 2-1. And down low ball, and it's a 3-1 count. And a pop. Wow. That was about chest high on that pitch, and he called it a strike. 3-2 pitch, and DeFury swings and misses, and he's down on strikes. And that's two away. Yeah, the previous strike call is chest high on DeFury, and DeFury's 6'2", so he's not exactly vertically challenged out there. Now that'll bring up Caden Ferraro, and who's Caden going to be hitting for?
Mary Duncan.
All right, Mary, your chance is up right now. Chance for $70 worth of gas or a rack of ribs if Caden can connect here. And pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. And that one taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Bucks trying to get a big hit here and trying to get back into this one. Up high a ball, and it's 2-1. They dug themselves an early hole here and now got to just try to battle back. And down low for a ball. And that's a 3-1 count now on Ferraro with Lane Allen waiting on deck.
Bucks had base runners every inning, just haven't been able to get them across.
And Grady Moore checking on the runner. And pitches ball 4. And for Moore, that's the second walk that he's issued. And that'll put two on now for Lane Allen. And Lane will be hitting 4.
Ben Ponchek.
Oh, one of our regulars here in the home.
A regular, a definite regular.
If I remember correctly, last year he went and did some gas or some ribs.
He was, Ben was a winner last year.
Yeah.
He did not share with us.
No. And he swings and misses, and it's 0-1.
Lane with a base hit, his last at bat.
And that one, a little dribbler out to short. And shortstop booted the ball, and he's going to be safe. And so that'll load the bases now for Tavion Vons. And so who's Tavion going to be hitting for?
Holy my!
Your buddy.
Hey. Boy, wouldn't a slammy look good right now?
Yes, it would.
Let's go, get him one.
Pitches a ball 1-0. And down low a ball, it's 2-0. Bases loaded, two outs in the inning. And pitch, oh, and it's 3-0 there. That was a close one there. And so 3-0. Vons now waiting on the pitch for Moore. And strike called. It's 3-1. As they like to call it, the obligatory first strike on a 3-0 count. And he swings and misses. It's 3-2. Fastball down and in. And now, big pitch here.
Really big pitch.
Reynolds will be moving. And ball four. And Vons draws the bases loaded walk. And the Buccaneers are on the board as Cade Kleine comes in to score the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financing services today and tomorrow. Focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Marshall Lipsy batting, and who's Marshall hitting for?
Stephanie Ambrose.
All right, Stephanie, you are next up in the inning. First pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch is a strike call. It's 1-1. Yeah, it takes $70 worth of gas or a rack of ribs. Pitch is a ball. It's 2-1 now on Lipsy. We're in the bottom of the third inning. It's now 6-1.
Let's go!
Buccaneers looking for more. Trailing by five here. And more with a pitch to Lipsy in there for a strike. And pitch to Lipsy. Foul back into the screen. That'll hold the count at 2-2. Matt Whitting, the catcher, went on deck.
Moore's thrown a few pitches this inning.
He certainly has. Lipsy's the seventh batter of the inning, and he swings and misses. And he's down on strike. So in the inning, no runs. There was one hit, one error, and the bases left loaded. We go, one run in that inning. So we go to the top of the fourth inning. It is now Grayson 6, Blinn 1. So that means in tomorrow's game with the Brenham Cubs, we'll go up to $80 worth of gasoline, and we keep going until we have a winner. We're moving on to the fourth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience of wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's ChemDry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
It's electric!
And on we go here to the top of the fourth inning. And it is Grayson College leading Blinn 6-1 here in game two of this doubleheader. Grayson won the first game 2-1. Bucks trying to salvage it. And we got a new pitcher here for the Buccaneers trying to get the jersey number. Is that number?
Trying to get it, Doug. Zero.
That is Cody Pfeffer from Belleville. So Cody Pfeffer, the new pitcher. And with this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, the insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And Pfeffer's first pitch over the third baseman's head and down the line. And they're going to hold him to a long single. And good job there by McInnes to get over and get that ball back in a hurry. And so it's a leadoff single for Maldonado. Back to the top of the Grayson batting order now with Sloan Barrett.
It's not the way Pfeffer wanted to get greeted. But
not at all. And curveball outside, it's 1-0. February 5'10 sophomore, former Belleville Brahma. And pitch is a strike call, it's 1-1.
Always a real solid baseball program in Belleville.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of good talent coming through there. And next pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Oh, in there, swung on a miss and struck him out. And good pitch there by Pfeffer. That'll bring up Tyler Broderick. Broderick has been on base both times with a walk and a single, and he's also scored a couple of runs. And in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-1. And And swung and a miss, 1-2. One out, one runner aboard. Infielder shaded at the middle, looking for a double play possibility. This one's going to be sent into shallow center. Backtracking is the shortstop, Allen, and he'll make a grab for out number two. And Trey Oblis, the batter. Oblis hitting a two-run homer his first time up, and then reached on an error his last time up and came around to score a run. Lefty on lefty matchup. And pitches in there for a strike. It's 0-1. And that one is high and deep. And did he just do it again? Yes, he did.
This wow.
This time just barely got over the wall, but hit it enough to get it out of here. And it's another two-run homer for Trey Oblis. And that'll make it now 8-1, Grayson.
Sure, that doesn't make Coach Hart happy.
No. Doing good.
Oh, my gosh. What a guess. What a surprise.
And base hit there by Mason Ruiz. And just had our old buddy Rylan Wooten had to come by and
see
him.
So good to see him. Goodness.
Looking forward to football season getting starting up. And Jackson Harrell the battle, and he fouls this one away.
We'll throw this in. Very good little football player, but even more so, a very good young man.
Absolutely. And that one's sent out to right field, and that time that one's going to be caught for out number three. But in the inning, they come across with two runs on three hits and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Grayson leading this one 8-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And Grady Moore on for his next inning of work. And we've reached the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's time now for the Whataburger recap. The Whataburger Recap is brought to you by Whataburger in Brenham, 2801 Highway 36 South. They've got juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. And they're perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Whataburger in Brenham. And Whitting takes the first pitch for a ball. It's 1-0. And Grayson got on the board with two runs in the top half of the first inning. As that was on a two-run homer by Trey Oblis. And then has winning ground ball in the hole at short. Throw to first, and that's out number one. Then it would be a four-run inning in the top of the third for Grayson, with an error and then three hits in a row there by Ruiz, Harrell, and Madden put them up 6-0. Glenn would finally get on the board in the bottom half of the third inning as Tavion Vons drew a bases-loaded walk that scored Cade Climby with the first run of the game to make it 6-1. But then top half of this inning, another two-run homer by Oblis, and it's 8-1 Grayson here. Pitch is a strike called to Connor McGinnis. McGinnis 1-for-2. And that is your Whataburger recap for the game thus far. And next pitch is a ball. It's 1-1. And check swing, and it's a strike. 1-2. And that one down the line and foul.
Well hit ball there by McGinnis, just a little out front.
Yeah, that one a high fly ball. And that is hooking foul. One ball and two strikes. And that one is in for a base hit. And McGinnis is 2-for-3. And this one, a high fly ball, and that is foul. 0-1 count. And that one, fly ball back in deep and gone! Two-run homer, Tanner Reeves! The Bucks have been waiting for a shot all night to get the crowd into it, and they finally get one. As Reeves sends it over the right field fence. And it's now an 8-3 ball game. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. As Grayson's coach going to hit. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. And so Grayson College going to the bullpen. And we're at the bottom of the fourth. Grayson leading Glenn 8-3. But the Buccaneers threatening here. And we're going to take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family owns and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And back we go, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for Grayson. And you catch the number?
Number 12.
That would be Bo Beatty. He's a sophomore out of Richmond, Texas. And, of course, our pitching changes are brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613. You get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And it's a Beatty on in relief of Grady Moore. And we'll be looking at Kate Climie, Coy DeFury, and Caden Ferraro here in the fourth inning, as it's now 8-3 after that two-run homer by Tanner Reeves. And just waiting for the signal for the ump to resume play here.
Beatty from right down the road.
Yeah. It certainly is. Richmond, Texas. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0.
Go, Dan!
And that one foul up the third base side. And that one is a base hit in the left field. And Climbing gets aboard with his first hit of the game. And Coy DeFury, the batter. DeFury 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. You know, he'd like to get in on the hitting game. And time is called. Throw over, and Beatty almost threw that one down to the right field corner. First baseman had to make a good leap to get it. And next pitch in there for a strike. 0-1 count. And this one, high pop into shallow right, second baseman backtracking. And he will make the grab for out number 2. And now that'll bring up Caden Ferraro. Ferraro and it flew out the center's first time up and then walked his last time up. And while we got an opportunity here, want to send some congratulations out. Just got word on this. The Columbus Lady Cardinal basketball team got a victory in the region semifinals tonight over London High School. And so they're moving on to the regional championship tomorrow. And their coach is Coach Mike Albers, who is the stepfather of our very own Courtney Cartwright. And tonight, Coach Albers picking up career win number 950 in that basketball game. So congratulations, Coach.
Congratulations. What an honor.
Yeah, of course, a lot of you probably know Mike from around the area. He's He's coached at Moulton for many years, Giddings, and now he's been at Columbus for quite a while. And one ball, one strike.
Doing a pretty good job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anytime you can get to 950 wins, that's an accomplishment. As that one goes down the line, that's a fair ball by Ferrero. That's going to be extra bases. And it's going to be a double, and that'll put runners at second and third with two outs here and bring up Lane Allen.
Number 21, Lane Allen.
Allen's been on base both times with a hit and reached on an error.
Oh, hit the ball really well down that right field line.
And pitches down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
I want to tell you, Doug, Wayne Peschel has your favorite cup.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A.
Ah. I couldn't quite see the logo there, yeah?
Yeah. No, he's got the right sweatshirt on with the logo and all mm-hmm. that.
And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 2-0. Come on, Doug. Baby ready in his next pitch. Swung on and tap foul. It's going to make it 2-1. Bucks trying to close that gap. They were down 8-1 at one point. It's 8-3 now. And looking for more here in this bottom of the fourth inning. And strike called. It's 2-2. Runners take their leads. And 2-2. Now what? Not quite sure what the base umpire was signaling there.
I'm a little bit confused.
Three balls and two strikes. And that one is going to be cut off by the third baseman. Fires to first.
He beat it out.
No, he didn't.
Ooh, yeah, that was close.
That was a bang-bang play there.
Bang-bang.
And that's one bad part with a two-umpire crew, and the umpire's behind the pitcher. Can't quite get a good view of that. But nevertheless, the Bucks do come up with two runs on four hits. There were no errors and two left on. We go to the fifth inning, and it is Grayson 8, Buccaneers 3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
Focused care at Brenham, providing inpatient rehabilitation and 24-hour nursing care, where your loved ones are treated like family.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Hyundai of Brenham, Highway 290 West. Offering Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Citizen State Bank, local people making local decisions since 1925. An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto, Brenham's go-to place for routine auto care. Highway 290 West, next to Apple 4.
Shop where the builders shop. Woods and Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, providing a family-oriented community with multiple tiers of membership.
Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles, family-oriented general and cosmetic dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
And Cody Pfeffer on for his second inning of work. And he'll be looking at Cy Madden, Brendan Seidenmeier, and Jacob Lang. The first pitch is in there for a strike. Madden 1-for-2 with a two-run single his last time up. And pitch from Pfeffer. Outside for a ball, it's 1-1. Check swing, and umpire says he went around. It's 1-2. And down low, gets away from the catcher, goes back to the backstop, and it's 2-2. Another one outside. Three balls and two strikes.
Oh, yes.
Strike three called, and that is catches Madden looking, and that's out number one.
Grayson, left fielder, number 29, Brandon Seidenmeier.
That's a Seidenmeier batting here. He's 0-for-2 in the game. Pfeffer can use a quick inning here. Bucks trailing 8-3. And this one, a high fly ball out into shallow left. Third baseman Climby calling for it, and Allen calls him off and makes the grab. That was nearly bad there as they almost collided. Like somebody's got to take charge.
You got it. Good point.
Yeah, it's a two down now. Bring up Jacob Lang. Lang reaching in there his first time up and struck out last time. And big curveball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. In there, strike two. Up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. And that one, ground ball to third, climbing up with it. Got a fire to first,
got him.
And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And it's 3-3 down, what a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through this one. And it is the Grayson Vikings leading the Buccaneers 8-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 9:45 and Wednesdays at 6:30. And remember, let your light shine.
Kay's Mud Hut, Brenham's doggy resort. Let your pets relax, put their paws up, and stay a while.
Rob's Fun Center in Brenham for your new and pre-owned power sports vehicles and all your service needs.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait, go see Blake.
Thrivent Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Henny Molly, Barney Lush, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
In the market for a new ride? Stop in at Apple Ford in Brenham and ask for Johnny, the car guy.
3F Tree Transplanting. The best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com.
WC Tractor. Serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
Brenham Family Dental, offering exams and x-rays and accepting new patients at 2001 South Market in Brenham.
And on we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And for the Buccaneers, it'll be Tavion Vons, Marshall Lipsy, and Matt Whitting against Bo Beatty. Vaughn's popped up to third his first time up, and then last time up drew a bases-loaded walk. And that walk brought home the first run of the game for the Bucks. Got him off the schneid, as Milo used to say. And Vaughn's next one right to the third baseman. And he'll fire across to first and get the out. And so Harold with a good play there. And that'll bring him Marshall Lipsy now. Lipsy looking for his first hit of the game. He's 0 for 2. And pitches in there for a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch, just missing a ball. It's 2-0. Bucks looking for some base runners, trying to continue to narrow this gap. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-0 now. And got some bullpen activity starting down in the right field corner there for the Vikings. Pitch in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. And that one foul down the first base side. 3-1 count. Lipsy got a good swing on it, just turned on it a little too much.
Little cool front came in, Doug. Everybody's kind of bundling up a little bit. You're tough.
I'm okay. The pitch is fouled away. Wish now, though, that I'd have brought a jacket with me.
I have my sleeves, but that doesn't do my legs.
No.
It was actually a really pleasant day.
Yeah. Well, this afternoon we were up to almost 80, and now here we are. We're dropped down in the low 60s now. Ball four, Lipsy draws the walk. That'll bring Whitting to the plate. He's 1-for-2.
I like that, Doug. Whitting with the number one for a catcher? I like that.
And pitches in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah. And next pitch is a strike. 0-2 count on Whitting.
Oohs and ahs.
Yeah. And next one is a ball. And to me, that one looked more like a strike than the previous pitch did.
You took the words right out of my mouth. It was a little bit closer than the other pitch.
Yeah. And foul away over towards the Blinn dugout.
Doc would never want to hear me say this, but these umpires, you know, they have to be somewhat reputable because they are calling at the college level.
Yeah. No, of course, Doc, he didn't like umps, period.
At all.
And pitches ball 2-2.
As far as he was concerned, it could be just like we played in the backyards.
Yeah.
None. Or the home team was the umpire.
Yeah. And foul tip into the mitt and winning down on strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Connor McGinnis. McGinnis 2-for-3, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Yeah, it looks like we may be getting a pitching change. And that is what's going to happen. We got a pitching change here at the ballpark. And so with Grayson leading 8-3, we will send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Forever Young Resale Shop, 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Collier Construction, time-honored values and innovative strategies since 1938.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Apple Ford in Brenham, the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford.
J&A Roofing specializes in all aspects of roofing from new construction to green energy efficient roofing materials.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And new pitcher coming up for Grayson. This is going to be Chase Davis. He is a redshirt freshman out of Montgomery. So another former district foe for us.
We probably have seen that young man before also.
Tall left-hander. He got enlisted in the program at 6'3". Got one on, two out here in the inning. And Davis just about through with his warm-up tosses here. They'll be looking, as we said, at Connor McGinnis. McGinnis single, strikeout, another single. So we'll be looking for another hit here tonight. And, of course, we're still waiting on our report on how the Brenham Cubs did today at the Santa Fe tournament and what time our broadcast. So we can let you know what time our broadcast is going to be tomorrow. And as soon as we get word on that, if we get it before we go off the air here tonight, we will pass that along. Comes the pitch in there for a strike in. It's 0-1. And next pitch is in there for a ball. It's 1-1.
probably more than that.
And foul tip into the mitt, and it's 1-2. So Davis out in front of McGinnis. And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 2-2. We're in the bottom of the fifth. This one sent a high pop over to the third baseman. And Harold, did he make the catch? And not quite.
When he disappeared, I was thinking, he took his time getting to the ball.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-2 now on McGinnis. With Tanner Reeves, who homered his last at bat, scheduled up next.
Maybe he may come back and pay for that one.
Yeah. 3-2, down low, ball four, and that'll put two runners on there. Oh, got away from the catcher, and so Lipsy just kept right on running. And he's into third base, and so that puts runners at the corners now for Reeves.
Good smart base running there by Lipson.
And now Reeves at the plate. Reeves has had a perfect night going so far. Walk, single, and a two-run homer. Been on base all three times. And next pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Yeah, that one gets away. The runner at third has to hold, but on the McGinnis was able to take off and move up the extra base. And so now you got two runners in scoring position for the Bucs.
Good job there by Lang, keeping the ball out in front.
Two out of Reeves. Yeah, strike called. Reeves looking back, wanting to know where that one was. That one looked a little in. That one looked inside to me. And next pitch outside for a ball. It's 3-1.
That pitch looks a little bit better than the one prior.
Yeah. And a pot. Oh, what?
Whoa.
Reeves had flung his bat and started walking. The umpire, that was a late strike call there. And it's 3-2 now, full count, and that should have been ball four. So 3-2.
Holy moly.
That's a ball. What? Oh, it took. Oh, that's right. The pitch. That's a walk. I forgot about it. They got him on the, like the big leagues with the pitch clock, and he didn't deliver in time. And so now that's ball four, and that will load the bases now for Cade Climie. And so now Climie could make one swing and make this a one-run game. Climie's been on base twice in a fielder's choice and a single.
Or repeat last time with a base hit.
Yeah. And up and in the ball. 1-0 count.
I like that, Doug. With the pitch, the clock on the pitcher.
Yep.
I like that.
And that one is down the line hooking. Is it going to drop? It foul. The first baseman, Ruiz, went back and, as they say, gave it the college try, but couldn't come up with it.
If he had made that catch, that's the highlight reel.
Yeah. So one ball and one strike now on Climbing. Pitches inside, nearly got a piece of him, and it's 2-1. And sends that one into center field. Center fielder makes the grab to retire the side. And Grayson escapes again. In the inning, no runs, no hits. There were three walks in the inning, no errors, and bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Grayson 8, on to the top of the sixth inning, rather. Grayson 8, Buccaneers 3, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, Member SIPC.
For quality health care and the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham's favorite local car dealership. Shop online with Mike Leonard at appleford.com.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Go see Anthony Jasinski at Mattress Guys in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center for hard-hitting savings on your favorite brands.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Herman Furniture, there's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Mr. Windshield, here for all of your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West, Brenham. 979-217-1034.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park Street in Brenham.
And on we go to the top half of the sixth inning. And it will be Jason Maldonado Jr. to bat here. Against Cody Pfeffer and lays down a bunt. Pfeffer up with it, fires on the first and gets the out. And good job by Pfeffer there, getting off the mound and making that play in a hurry.
Exactly, Doug. And actually having to turn, being left-handed to make that throw to first.
Good point. And Sloan Barrett the batter now. Barrett 0-for-3 in the game and takes the first pitch for a ball. And next pitch in there for a strike. And that one back up the middle, and that'll be a base hit for Barrett. And he's on for the first time tonight. And that'll bring up Tyler Broderick. And Broderick's been on base all three times tonight. Or actually, no, he did get out last. And first pitch to him is a strike. Five, And this one over to second. And they're going to flip to first, and that's two quick outs there. And now next up is Trey Oblas, who has a pair of two-run homers in this game. I'm coach, I'd just put him on.
I like the idea of rolling your dice.
Yeah. After the two shots that he's put out of here, why give him a shot at a third? Swung out and missed, 0-1.
He actually pulled his head out on that one.
0-1 outside for a ball, 1-1.
I guarantee he isn't in that three hole for his looks.
Yeah. And curveball, yes, in there for a strike. Good pitch by Pfeffer.
Beautiful pitch.
1-2. Yeah, down low for a ball. 2-2. And outside for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. And down low, ball four. And so Oblas draws the walk. That'll bring up Mason Ruiz.
Grayson, first baseman for 15,
and
Mason Ruiz.
Ruiz 2-for-3 with a pair of singles and an RBI. He's also scored a run as well. And in there for a strike, it's 0-1. And that one over to first. And he'll run to the bag, and that'll do it in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Grayson 8, Buccaneers 3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your automotive needs.
Korth and Linky Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlinkywelding.com.
Awards and more, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley, Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Christy Schlotman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Teamworks Parts, service and fabrication, gives each job the time and care it takes to give you the quality you deserve.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Quality Meat Market offers fresh meats and much more at 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
All right, and back we go here. And let's see. Got an update on the Brenham. They did beat Santa Fe 5-1 in that first game of the doubleheader today. And don't have a final yet on game two of that doubleheader. But as soon as we do, we'll let you know on that. So the Cubs at least 2-1 in the Santa Fe tournament. And as soon as we hear what the final on that second game was, and where they'll be tomorrow. We'll let you know. Meanwhile, and it's Akoi DeFury to lead things off for the Bucks. DeFury 0 for 3 in the game. Buccaneers trailing in here 8 to 3.
Let's go, Akoi.
What is it?
And it's in there for a strike, 0-1. And that's a ball, 1-1. And next pitch, a ball, 2-1. And a pie ball, 3. And it's 3 balls and a strike. And that is a strike call. Looked a little low from up here. And 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. And DeFury down on strikes for out number one.
Buccaneer right fielder, number 8, Caden Ferraro.
Ferraro, he flew out to center his first time up, but since then, he's walked and doubled. And pitch to him in there for a strike from Davis. And sends this one foul up the first base side and over, kicks into the corner. 0-2 count. And up high for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And up high for a ball. It's 2-2. And that one's sent out to right field. And over and making the grab is, let's see, that was Cy Madden for out number 2. And that'll bring up Lane Allen to bat. Allen's been on base twice with a hit and an error. First pitch to him is a ball. It's 1-0. And next pitch taken for a strike is 1-1. Another strike call. 1-2 now on Allen. And swung and a miss. Got him on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So the Bucks go 3 up and 3 down in that inning. And we played through 6. It is Grayson leading Blinn 8-3. We go to inning number 7 after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available. 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center. Quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service. 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And back we go here as Pfeffer getting set for the seventh inning. And Buccaneers trailing this one 8-3. And Pfeffer will be looking at Jackson Harrell, Cy Madden, and Brandon Seidmeier. Harrell in the game is 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a run scored.
Other than that home run, Pfeffer settled in and did a pretty good job.
He really has. I mean, that home run was in the first inning, and since, and let's see, he's retired. Let's see. Seven out of the last nine that he's faced, and next pitch is a strike call. It's 0-2. And that one sent out into right field, and that is going to bloop in for a hit. And so Harrell aboard. I'm going to give him a 2-for-2 or 2-for-4 night. And brings up Cy Madden.
Racing right fielder number 13, Cy Madden.
Yeah, that one inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Looked like he might have been trying to square up, but then pull the bat back. And down low, nice block in the dirt there by Whitting. And it's 2-0.
Been a little quiet the last two innings,
though. Yeah, it certainly has. And pitches a strike call, and it's 2-1. And that one sent out to left center. Over is McGinnis making the grab for out number one. And that'll bring up Brandon Seidmeier. Seidmeier 0-for-3 in the game. And pitch inside. It's 1-0. And that one, chopper foul up the third base side. One ball and one strike on Seidmeier. Grayson was trying for a hit and run there. The base runner was off with the pitch, but it has to go back on the foul ball. And foul away. One ball and two strikes. And this one going to be popped up. First baseman over and making the grab there for the Buccaneers is Coy DeFury for out number two. And Jacob Lyon, the batter now. And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 count.
Tell you what, he had a really, really good jump.
Yeah, there was no need of throwing down there. And Harrell went in there standing. And next pitch is ball, 2-0. And next pitch outside of ball. And next pitch outside is ball three. And this one, a high fly ball out to right, backtracking. Oh, he didn't make the catch. He dropped the ball. And another run is in. And so scoring is Harrell, and Lang's going to end up at second base. And that'll bring up John Maldonado, Jr.
They did give him a hit.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell you what, it was hit.
Really hard.
Yes, deep right center field.
Yeah, so we had a long one to go, and we're going to make a visit to the mound as Coach Dusty Hart. And let's see.
That's a slow walk also.
Yeah.
Deliberate.
That's one of those usually indicates that the hook is coming. And so we will have a pitching change here. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Bucks trailing now 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance. Neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
All right, back we go, and our new pitcher for the Buccaneers is Shane Connell. He is a sophomore out of Tomball. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. This is a nine-inning game. Maldonado to be the batter here. They got it's two outs in the inning and one runner aboard for Grayson. A run is in, and it's a six-run lead. Yeah, we're just about ready to resume here.
Raising second baseman number seven, John Maldonado.
Maldonado is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Rode home on the second of those Oblast home runs. And pitch from Connell is inside for a ball, 1-0. And fastball misses outside, and it's 2-0. After Maldonado, then it's back to the top of the order with Barrett. And a pie ball, it's 3-0. And a strike called, 3-1. And foul tip in the mitt, and it is 3-2.
Good heat there.
And strike three called. And that will retire the side in the inning. No runs. One run, two hits, no errors. And one runner left on. We are in the seventh inning stretch here. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. Grayson leading this one 9-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
And on we go here as Chase Davis begins his third inning of work for the Grayson Vikings. He'll be looking at the bottom three in the Buccaneer batting order, Tavion Bonds, Marshall Lipsy, and Matt Whitting. Bucks trailing this one 9-3. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Leroy Dreyer Field on a Friday night. And, of course, we got Cub baseball for you on the way tomorrow. And still waiting to hear. We know the Cubs won their first game today against Santa Fe. And waiting to hear the result of the second game. And as to also when the Cubs are going to be playing tomorrow down there. Because we'll be there on the air. But we just have to find out when our start time is and which field to go to. And it's Tavion Bonds to lead things off here. Bonds 0-for-2, drew a bases-loaded walk in his second at-bat. Bucks have had their opportunities, but just have had trouble coming through with a big hit and pitches inside for a ball. Matter of fact, I think when you count, Tommy, 10 left on base?
Yes.
Pitch is a strike call.
You take away half of those, and the score is a little bit different.
Yeah. And Vaughn fouls this one up the third base side. One ball and two strikes. And in pitches inside for a ball. It's 2-2. And up high, it is 3-2. And foul tip. Catcher wasn't able to hold on, and it remains 3-2 on Vaughn's. And outside ball four, and Vaughn's draws the walk. And that'll bring Marshall Lipsy to the plate. Lipsy 0 for 2 with a walk. That is the seventh walk of the game drawn by the Buccaneers. And pitch to Lipsy in there for a strike. Foul tip. That one got the umpire on the mask, I think. Catcher going to go out and buy the ump a little time. Meanwhile, base umpire checking to make sure his buddy's okay.
Good job there by the catcher.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That lick in the mask, you will feel it.
Yeah. No, two to Lipsy. Strike three called. And Lipsy down. That's one away. And now we're going to get a pinch hitter here for the Bucks.
23. Yeah.
It's going to be Rashad James. So James batting here for Whiting. James is a redshirt freshman out of Pearland, Texas. So one out and a runner aboard here for the Bucks. Yeah, strike call, it's 0-1. Whiting had been 1-for-3 in the game. And Davis with his pitch to James, and it got a piece of him. And so that'll put another runner aboard. And so Bucks with two on now for Connor McGinnis. Welcome to your left field, number 16, Connor McGinnis. And pitch in there for ball. And pitch taken for a strike. 1-1 count now on Connor McGinnis. He's been on base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. And pitches up high for a ball. 2-1 count. Bucks trying to battle back. They were down 8-1 at one point. It's now 9-3 game. And this one foul up the first base side. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Up high for a ball, and it's 3-2 now. And that one foul again down the line, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
You're not on there. Have you given your money yet?
I was the first one. I even beat Kiki. I even beat Kiki.
And that one is going to be out into left field. That's back. And up against the wall, they got it in a hurry there, and it's a single for McGinnis.
Oh, we did. We did get a run. There we go.
And scoring was Bonds. That'll make it 8-4 now. Oh, wait, no, we did. Bonds is at third now. Or actually, no, he must have been out because it. Yeah, kind of distracted by Coach Schumacher there, so he must have caught that one. It's a 2-down now. That's a base hit. Now scoring is Vaughn on the RBI single by Tanner Reeves. And that'll make it 8-4 now. Okay.
Had it down. Good.
Okay. Now that'll bring up Kate Climbing now. And so the Bucks now will cut it to a 5-run deficit. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Bucks trailing at 9-4 now.
Reeves had a pretty good night.
Yeah, that's his third. He's been on base all 3 hits and 2 walks.
Let's go, 9.
What was that, 3 RBIs?
Yeah, 3. And pitches a strike call to Climby. Climby's been on base with a single and a fielder's choice. He's also scored a run. James down there at second. Reeves at first. And fouled one over towards the dugout. No balls, 2 strikes. And speaking of Coach Schumacher, the Blinn Buccaneer men's basketball got a big game with Lee College tomorrow. That'll be over in Baytown. Bucks battling the Navigators there for the battling for the top spots in the South Zone. And strike 3 called, and Climbing couldn't believe it. And that's going to bring Coach Hart out of the dugout.
There you go. Get on him, Dusty.
And he's going to have some choice words for the home plate umpire. And meanwhile, we go to the eighth inning. Bucks trailing 9-4. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future, 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we move on to the top half of the eighth inning. And it is going to be Sloan Barrett, Tyler Broderick, and Trey Obelis batting against Shane Connell. Connell came on in relief in the last half inning of the top half of the seventh inning. And now he'll probably be called upon to try to shut this down. And looks like we got a new catcher here, and that is Ethan Gonzalez has stayed in the game to catch. Gonzalez, a freshman out of San Antonio.
Defensive replacement for the Buccaneers, catching number 31, Ethan Gonzalez.
And so Sloan Barrett to lead it off. Barrett 1-for-4 in the game. And takes a pitch for a ball. 1-0. And that one foul back. 1-1. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-2. And next pitch is a ball, and it's 3-2. Full count now on Barrett. And that one fouled away. And that one, ground ball to short, Allen, and he couldn't come up with it. And that'll put a runner aboard. Yeah, it's going to be an E6. Allen's second error of the game. And down low for a ball. Yeah. Throw over and runner back in. And this one is going to be a base hit, and that'll go first to third.
Perfect hit and run.
Executed. Broderick aboard now and puts runners at the corners with Oblas the batter. Oblas has been on base every time. He's got a pair of two-run homers. He's also reached on an error and drawn a walk. Pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Throw over and run her back in safely. Bucks trailing 9-4, and now Grayson trying to add to their lead. Pitch is down low for a ball. And it's a 2-0 count. Yeah, strike called. 2-1. Pitch is going to be a ball. It's 3-1.
Cottle being careful with Oblas, deservingly so.
Yeah. Foul tip. Three balls and two strikes. Strike three called.
I love it.
And so that is one down with runners in second and third. And next pitch is a ball. And that one is off the glove of the second baseman. Let's see, runners are safe everywhere. Coming in to score is going to be Barrett. And that'll make it 10-4 now. And Harold's 2-for-4. And up high for a ball. And we do have an update. The Cubs did win both games today over Santa Fe. So they will play in the tournament championship tomorrow. And that is going to be against Grand Oaks High School at 3 o'clock at Galveston Ball High School. So we will have that one for you. It'll be a 2:35 pregame here on KWHI. And pitches swung on and missed. It's 1-1.
Well, congratulations to the Cubs. Good job.
Yeah, 3-1 in the tournament. And pitch is a strike. Or no, it's a ball, and it's 2-1.
Bring a smile to Coach Wheaton's face.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is going to be fouled away. And that pitch is a ball. And it's a full count now, 3-2 on Harrell. Swung on a miss. Harrell down on strikes. And that's out number two. And that'll bring up Cy Madden.
Placing right fielder number 13, Cy Madden.
And pitch is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Throw over, runner back in safely. Down low ball. 2-0 count. And foul tip into the mitt. Connell trying to get through this inning. And that one inside, it's 3-1. Madden reaches inside, Meyer would be the next batter. And that one foul up the first base side. And that one over to first, and he's going to run to the bag and retire the side in the inning. One run, two hits. There was one error and two left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Buccaneers trailing this one 10-4 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friend.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegra Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegraToyota.com.
And we come back here to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And for the Bucks, it's going to be Coy DeFury, Caden Ferraro, and Lane Allen. And it looks like we might have a new pitcher here for the Vikings. As we got a right-hander in there now. Bucks trailing here 10-4, looking, they're running out of, they've got six outs left to work with. Okay, this is going to be Cade Sharp. He is a redshirt freshman out of Rockwall Heath.
That's a pretty good baseball teams in Rockwall Heath over the years.
Actually, I guess I read Bucks split, so they must be playing the second place game tomorrow.
But
they split their games today. Our Cubs did, excuse me. Won 5-1 and then lost 4-0. But still, as we said, the Cubs will play tomorrow, 3:00, against Grand Oaks at Galveston Ball. And we'll be on the air 2:35 here on KWHI. And no 1-2 count now on Coy DeFury. And DeFury bounces one over the middle, and that's going to scoot on through into center field for a base hit. And Caden Ferraro, the batter.
Total hits are creeping up there with Grayson, and again the big key in this ball game has been the runners left on base.
And pitch is a strike call. Yeah, Grayson's been able to get their runners home while Blinn unfortunately has not. Yeah, foul tip. That one hitting off the umpire.
Ow.
Yeah. Like we were saying the first time, you got all the protective gear in the world, but that will still hurt.
Have you ever umpired, Doug?
No.
It's... They don't get paid enough. I can assure you this. I have done a little bit of it in my time.
And a pie for a ball.
I'll tell you a story when I was umpiring a Little League game a number of years ago. Cute story.
Yeah, pitch swung on and missed. And Ferraro down on strikes for out number one. I'll bring up Lane Allen.
I was getting a little bit of abuse from a mother at a Little League game right behind, and it was really bad. And after the inning, I just politely took off my mask and walked over, and I said, "Would you like to have this job?"
And pitches up high for a ball, 1-0. I'm guessing she declined.
She declined.
And after the game, we were still friends.
Yeah, pitches outside for a ball. It's 2-0.
You know what? We've all been there. We've all complained about the umpires. So mm-hmm. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. I still remember for a few years the Astros were having the umpire lineup sponsored by TSO. And pitches up high for a ball.
Oh, my.
And I think it was some one of the stadiums that got in trouble for playing three blind mice when the umpires missed a call. But I don't remember who did that, but I remember it happening. And pitches ball four to Lane Allen. And that'll bring up Tavion Bonds, who's walked twice. He's got a score to run, and one of those bases was a bases loaded walk. So two on, one out here in the bottom of the eighth.
Here we are again with a runner in scoring position.
And pitch to Vaughn's down low for a ball.
You could look at the positive side of it and say the Vikings pitching has been pretty good.
And pitches up high.
Not positive for us, positive for them. But
yeah, 2-0 count. And that's going to bring a visit from the pitching coach out to have a word with Cade Sharp. Now the coach has said his piece. And pitch to Vaughn. Takes a fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. And it's 2-1. And next pitch is a ball. It's 3-1 now on Vaughn's. Could he work his way on with a third walk and load him up here? Will Lipsy do up next? Up high, ball four. And so Vaughn's draws his third walk of the game.
I don't think there's any activity down there either.
No. And the pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one, check swing back to the pitcher. He's going to go. Oh, he overthrew home plate, and the run's going to score. Make it two. And that'll cut to a 10-6 lead. And the runners move up as Vaughn's goes to third. Lipsy goes to second. And that'll bring up Gonzalez.
Buccaneer catcher, number 31, Ethan Gonzalez.
And a big opportunity for Gonzalez here. As the lead is down to four. And up high for a ball. It's 1-0. Glenn trying to battle back. And pitches in there for a ball, and it's 2-0 now on Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a freshman out of San Antonio.
It's still the top of the order.
Yeah. And in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. And in there for a strike, 2-2. And swung and a miss. Gonzalez down on strikes for out number two. And it's up to Connor McGinnis now to try to cut in this lead even further. Keep the rally going.
Go, Goddard.
And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. And a pie for a ball. It's 2-0 as we're right at the three-hour mark for this game. Up high for a ball, and that'll make it 3-0 now on McGinnis with Tanner Reeves due up next.
I don't know if he wants to see Tanner Reeves coming to the plate.
Yeah, Reeves has had a perfect day going. And he's going to get it. Oh!
Makeup!
And a strike call, 3-1.
There we go.
And that's ball four. And now that brings up Tanner Reeves. Reeves has been on base all five times tonight. Two walks, two singles, and a two-run homer. Yeah, it takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Up high, 1-2. Swung and a missed, and Reeves down on strikes, and that'll tie the side. In the inning, the Buccaneers do come up with two runs on one hit, one error, and bases left loaded. We go to the ninth inning. It is Grayson leading Blinn 10-6. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Milbrad,
Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And back we go here, and we head to the top of the ninth inning, and we've got a pitching change here for the Bucks, and it's someone we're very familiar with.
Brenham boy, Ben Bossy.
Ben Bossy, redshirt sophomore, stepping on here for the Bucks. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. Bossy warming up. He'll be looking at the bottom three in the batting order for Grayson. Brandon Seidenmeier, Jacob Lang, and John Maldonado Jr. trying to hold them at bay one more inning and then give the Bucks bats a chance at the bottom half of the ninth to try to pull off the rally. And Brandon Seidenmeier to bat. Seidenmeier 0 for 4 in the game. And pitch from Bossy. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. And that one sent out to left field. Left fielder back, and that's gone. Home run, Seidenmeier. Rude greeting from Mr. Bossy there, and that'll make it 11-6.
We did not want to see that.
No. But he got all of that pitch. And that'll bring up Jacob Lane, the catcher. And he swings and misses 0-1 at the fastball from Bossy. And swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. And that one fly ball, or pop up into the infield. Second baseman lifts it over. That's Reeves making the grab for out number one.
Second baseman, number seven, John Maldonado.
That's a John Maldonado Jr. to bat. In there for a strike. And outside of ball. 1-1 count. You're looking ahead to the bottom half of the inning as the next pitch in there for a strike. Bottom half of the inning for the Buccaneers. They'll have Cade Climie, Coy DeFury, and Caden Ferraro to bat. And this one's going to be pop foul right behind us. And that'll make it 1-2. Thank you. Swung and a missed. And Gonzalez will fire on down to first to complete the strikeout. That's two away. And back to the top of the Grayson batting order with Sloan Barrett.
Really good curveball there by Ben Bossy. For some of the listeners that do not know, Ben sat out his sophomore year from Tommy John surgery. So,
actually, I had not heard that, but yes. An 0-1 count. Yeah, he had originally, when he got through at Brenham High School, gone to Alabama. Was it Auburn or Alabama?
University.
Auburn University. Okay.
Auburn University. He's.
And pitch. Yeah, that's strike three called. And that'll retire the side in the inning for Grayson. One run on one hit. No errors. Nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Bucks trailing 11-6 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
All right, and back we go here to the bottom half of the ninth inning. And for the Bucks, it'll be Cade Climie. Climie is 1-for-5 with a single and a run scored. And pitches outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And got a piece of it.
Ow.
And he is in considerable pain. And trainers come out to check on him. And he's going to shake it off and take the trot on down to first. And so that'll put a runner aboard now and bring up Coy DeFury.
He didn't rub it.
No.
He's a third baseman.
No.
He
yeah,
didn't
exactly.
rub it.
And pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 count on Coy DeFury. DeFury 1-for-5 with a single and a run scored. And down low for a ball. 1-1 count.
Oohs and ahs there from the Grayson fans.
Yep. And time call. And And in there for a strike. 2-2. And that is outside of ball. 3-2 now. Full count on DeFury. Bucks needing five runs to keep this one going. Up high, ball four. DeFury draws the walk. And Ferraro to bat. Ferraro's been on base twice with a walk and a double. 1-for-4 in the game. Two teammates aboard. Nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth. And pitch from Sharp in there for a strike. And strike called. 0-2. And that's inside a ball. 1-2. Sharp with a long look in. And that one, a high fly ball out to left. Left fielder will make the grab for out number one. And that's going to bring up Lane Allen now. And Allen in the game has been on base three times with a hit, an error, and a walk. And he scored a run. Pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch a strike call. One ball, one strike. Runners at first and second. Only one out here in the ninth. Up high, ball two.
Still no activity, is there?
Nope, man. Trusting Sharp to close it out here. And the 3-1 foul back. 3-2.
Going for the dead red pitch.
Yep.
Got
foul away. And it's three balls, two strikes. And now pitcher going to step off and make Allen wait a little bit longer. And that one foul away again. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Sharp ready is Allen's made him work this at bat. And strike three called. Allen caught looking for out number two.
That was a nasty curveball there.
It certainly was. And that'll bring up Tavion Bonds. Bonds has walked three times. He's also scored a run and driven in a run. And a pie for a ball. 1-0 count. Pitch is taken for a strike. Inside, and it's 2-1. Gets away, the runners will move up on the wild pitch. Pie for a ball. Three and one count on Bonds. Bonds trying to draw his fourth walk of the night. That would load the bases. Swings and misses, 3-2, and now the Bucks down to their final strike. This could be the ball game here. And ball four. The fans for Grayson upset the ump, did not ring him up there. And that'll load the bases now for Marshall Lipsy. Lipsy's been on base twice with a walk and reached on an error. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Up high, 1-1. In there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Swung and a miss, and got him on strikes, and that is the ball game. And your final score, Grayson wins it, 11-6. And tonight's broadcast of Blend Buccaneer Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Tonight's postgame show made possible by Plan North Architecture, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Bucks and Lady Bucks. Go Bucks and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including full-service design and planning of workspaces, learning environments, and worship spaces. Celebrating 10 years in business, Plan North is dedicated to the innovative and economical design in and around Washington County. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
All right, and we welcome you back here to the postgame show. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Leroy Dreyer Field, where it was the Grayson Vikings getting a doubleheader sweep over the Blend Buccaneers, 2-1 and 11-6. And we were here for the second game. And Tommy, I guess the big story here would be the left on base.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. 18 runners left on base. As we were talking earlier in the game, you take away half of those, and you know the Bucks win the game walking away.
Yeah.
But, I guess then you have to give credit to the Grayson pitching because they got timely outs when they needed to get the out.
Yeah, they certainly did. They pitched out of a lot of jams, and when you leave 18 guys on base, yes, it's hard for a team to win.
No, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And so the Bucks now, they'll get ready. These two teams will go at it again here tomorrow in another doubleheader beginning at 4 o'clock. And hopefully for the Bucks, they can take a night off, sleep on it, and come back out here tomorrow ready to play. We're going to take another break. And when we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden star of the game as well as our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blend Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel. We make it personal.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at ddmbuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at TexasFarmCredit.com/Brenham.
And we come back here, and it's time now to name a John Breeden star of the game. And for that, we chose a young man who had a very big offensive night.
Oh, no doubt about it. Tanner Reeves had two singles, had an RBI single later on in the game, but the big hit was a big two-run homer. That must have been back about the third inning, I think.
Yeah.
And but had a pretty good night. 3 for 4, I think I'm right on that.
Yes. And then also two walks on top of that.
Two walks. Tanner Reeves, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South 8th Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. Now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, and of course we go back to Mr. Reeves.
Yeah, there we go back to Tanner Reeves. Just when the Bucks needed to score some runs, had a runner on base, got a pitch that he really liked, and drove a no-doubter over the right field wall.
And so Tanner Reeves, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game, drive off in a brand new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with the final wrap-up after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball-softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance, it's insurance you can trust.
All right, and back we go. And once again, your final score. The Blinn Buccaneers fall tonight to Grayson, 11-6, the final score. And so we wish the Bucks good luck tomorrow in their doubleheader. And meanwhile, we'll be going back with the Brenham Cubs tomorrow, as they will be taking on Grand Oaks, and that'll be their final stop in the Santa Fe tournament. And ironically, because it won't be at Santa Fe, it's going to be at Galveston Ball High School, beginning at 3 o'clock, 2:30 pregame here on KWHI. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here. I want to thank Madison back for her fine job on the board back at the studios. I want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Oh, we got to once again thank Nathan's Barbecue for supper tonight.
Oh, Dad, took care of us again. You know, did a great job. As always, there's nothing bad to eat there, I can assure you.
Absolutely not.
Even though it was a chopped beef sandwich, it was
it's very good.
First class.
And that's going to do it for us tonight. And for Tommy Lane to my left and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown said good night, everybody.